started that way. Habacha, Mordechai, Sofa.
As a maaser with Dain Lopion had a shul in London, and the minhag of this shul was that every time someone made a yahrzeit or bris, they would bring whiskey and cake, and they'd put the cake at the back of the shul. Everybody would have, and afterwards they'd go and the leftovers they would save for a later date, whenever they needed it for a kiddush or anything else. So, well, one day after Pesach, a man came in, and he came with a bottle of whiskey. He walked to the back of the shul, put it at the back of the shul, and anyway, they were davening, and at the end of davening, everyone slowly walked to the back to have a l'chaim and to have a piece of cake for this yahrzeit, and that was it. Everyone had, and everyone walked out, and there was one person left. As he watched as Dain Lopion walked over to this bottle of whiskey, walked over to the sink, opened it, pulled the whole thing down the sink. So he was shocked, and he was going to go ask. He didn't want to go ask, he did. Anyway, he went over to the end, he went over to Dain Lopion, and I know Dain Lopion, he appreciated good whiskies. Why would you go and pour it down the sink? So Dain Lopion answered him that I know this is Chometz Sha'olah of Pesach. She's like, how do you know? He said, because I sell the Chometz in this town, and I know this man who came, he didn't sell this Chometz. Straight away the person asked, how could everyone drink with this Chometz Sha'olah of Pesach? It's also, how could everyone drink? So Dain Lopion answered, yeah, you're right. And if I would have let everyone, if I would have stopped everyone, would have sent a message before davening, this whiskey is Chometz Sha'olah of Pesach, you can't drink. And after davening, he would have asked, can everyone have? No one would have, and you would have got embarrassed. And Malvin Panei Chaveri Barabim is a deraisa, so everyone would be over on the deraisa, and this Chometz Sha'olah of Pesach is drabonon. So it's better that everyone should be over on this darbonon, have a little bit of whiskey, then to embarrass someone in public of Malvin Pnei Chaveri Barabim. So that's why Aaron had, he didn't, and then afterwards he went and pulled it down the sink, because no one else should have more. And so this Chometz Sha'olah of Pesach is darbonon. And it seems like it's a bit kuladik, but still, in Rabbanon made it. 100% asabah no. You can't eat it, you can't sell it. It's worth nothing. Chonsonah means that it's got no value to it. So what would be the case by Gezela? Reuven stole from Shimon a nice expensive bottle of whiskey, a Macallan 25-year-old bottle of whiskey. He has it for Pesach. And he doesn't sell it to a guy. He's not the kind of guy to sell it to he's not the kind to sell it. So he has it over Pesach. After Pesach, he does tshuva. He wants me to make the mitzvah say of Hishvah Gezela Asher Gazal to return what he stole. So can he go with this bottle of whiskey and give it back to the Bailim? In other words, can he go, it's worth nothing, can he give something back? So the Mishnah on Tzad Yivam Beis and Bava Kama says, Gazal Chometz, v'Avala v'Pesach, someone stole Chometz and he has it over Pesach. The Mishnah says you can say Harish Cholafnecha. Doesn't say after return, doesn't say you can't return. Oy Harish Cholafnecha, like a new din. That you can go and give it back to the Bailim. You can say, here, the Bailim, this is your Chafetz. Now the Gemara asks, Man Tana b'Sura No Omrim Mulei Harish Cholafnecha. Who's this? Who holds that you can say this is Sura No? It's worth nothing. You can still give it back. How can you go give it back? It's worth nothing. You stole, face £300 worth of good whiskey, and now it's worth nothing. It's as good as water. So Rav Shmuel in the Maskonos Hagemara brings a brisa, which brings a pasuk v'heishav hasagzela asher gaza. You have to return what you stole. You have to return the gazela of what you stole. So v'heishav hasagzela, you have to return the gazela asher gaza, which you stole. These words asher gaza seem to be extra. You could just say v'heishav gazela, you return the gazela asher gaza. Obviously, it's which you stole. So the Gemara dashes these two words asher gaza are for yachzir ke'en shagaza. You return it ke'en shagaza, like it in the former state that it was. So it comes out, there's a gezeira sakasov, that if it's worth, even though it's worth nothing, give it back. Seems without the gezeira sakasov, without this posuk, I need to go and give something worth, something that's worth nothing, I can't give it back. So comes gezeira sakasov, it's worth nothing, even though it's worth nothing, you can still give it back. And there seems to be a stira from the Gemara later in Kufay Amud Aleph. Gemara starts off, Amar Rava, Gazal Shalash Agudas. He stole three bundles of Hadassin. And they were worth three protas altogether. So each bundle of Hadassin is worth one prota. And Gemara says that this case was that the Huzlu of Amdashtaim, all these three bundles, which are worth altogether three protas, now they're only worth two. So it's gone down in market price. So each bundle is worth 2/3 of a prota. So the Gemara says, "Im hichsulei shdayim, if you give back two, chayv l'hachsulei acheres, you have to go give back the last one." So if you give them back all of them, that's fine because you give them back a whole worth something more than a prota. But since you've only given back two, the last one now is only worth 2/3 of a prota. It's not worth a prota. In the Shas, we know that if something's not worth a prota, even if it's worth 2/3 of a prota, still it would count it as it's worth nothing. So still, the Gemara has to say, I have to give back the last one, even though it's worth a prota. So how does the Gemara know? So the Gemara brings a raya from Chometz Sha'olah Pesach. The Gemara says, Chometz Sha'olah Pesach, Omele Sha'olah Fanecha. So there, the Chometz, he had it over Pesach, it's worth nothing. And still, the Mishnah says you give it back because of this Gezeiras HaKasuv. And then, so you have to give it back. So who had in over here by a Gudda, then even though it's only worth 2/3 prutah, it's worth less than a prutah, you still give it back like by Chometz. So when we say Chayv L'Hachzer Acheres, you return two, so he's got the last one to return. This Chayv L'Hachzer Acheres, what does it mean? You have to give back a different one. You have to give back the last one. So Rashi says, Chayv L'Hachzeres, you can give back any agudah, as long as it's an agudah, even though it's worth 2/3, it's not worth a prutah, it's only worth 2/3 of a prutah, you can still go and give back this last one, or a different one. Whereas Tosis learns, if it's be'en, if it's in the original state, it's here, the one that I stole, you can give it back. If it's not here, it got burnt, or it got lost, it's not here for some reason, then you have to give back the worth of this last agudah, as much as it was worth at the time of stolen, which was one prut. So you have to give back prut, you give back two and one prut. So what's Pshat Tosfos? Why, if it's be'en, when it's worth a prut, when it's only worth 2/3 of a prut, then you give it back? And if it's not be'en, you suddenly need to give back a prut. Do you need worth when you give back or not? Because Tosfos is saying, if it's be'en, it's not worth a prutah and you still need to give it back. And when it's not ben, you do need the prutah. So do you need the prutah in Tosfos or not? How do you learn Tosfos? So the Achronim will say pshat, that Tosfos holds, you need to have a shavios when you give back gzela. You need to have something worth something. You can't give back something which is worth nothing. So Tosfos is saying, if it's ben, you can give it back. It doesn't have a worth. It's only worth 2/3 of a prutah. But that you learn from a Chometz Sha'olah Pesach, it's not worth anything, you give it back. But if it's not be'en, you don't have the Gezeiras HaKasuv, Chometz Sha'olah Pesach. So, you have to give back a worth, because in order to be Mekayim the V'heshiv, you have to have a worth. Now there is a Chakira in Mitzvahs V'heshiv. When the Torah says, you gave you a Mitzvah, once you've stolen, you'll be over unless I say, you can be Mekayim it with our say, of V'heshiv as exile, you return what you stole. So, is Mitzvah Seheshiv on the Chayfetz, or is it also on the Shavuos? In other words, when you return something, does it need to be you gave back the object you stole, Or he needs to give back not only the object, they have to give back the worth of it. So you stole £300 of whiskey, so do you need to give back the whiskey? It tastes the same, but it might not be worth anything. You're just giving back. I gave back the whiskey. Or you're giving back. It needs to be the whiskey. It needs to be worth something. It can't be Asabana. It needs to be worth something. So it seems that this is the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, you can give back any bundle. Why can you give back any bundle? Because when your mitzvah sahishiv is just on the chefer, it's just on the object. You've got this whiskey, give it back. Never mind, it's worth something, it's not worth something, you're giving it back. So that's why you can give back any, you can give back anything, even though it's not worth a prutah. Whereas Tosfos holds that if it's be'en, you give it back. Because you got this gzeris hakos of chometz, of the hishvah gzeris hashagazel, backed by chometz. And if it's not be'en, you have to give back the worth. You have to give back prutah, however much it was worth, when you stole it. Because the mitzvah of a heshiv is on the chefetz and on the gazela. Now, Tosfos is saying, comes out that you need a shavios, you have to pay the shavios of before, when you stole, that's how much you have to pay. Because Tosfos, you need the shavios. But there's a big kasha, because by, we just said in the Mishnah, by Chomesh Lav of Pesach, why can you give it back? Because you've got a gezeiras hakosav. What's the gezeiras hakosav telling you? The pasuk is telling you that you can return something without any shavios. It doesn't have to have a shavios, you can just return it. And Tosfos is saying, if it's not be'en, you do need the shavios. So it seems to be a stira. Here we're saying that in Tosfos, that you need to have a shavios when you return something. You have to return it at the value of the worth. Like this agudah, which only now is worth 2/3 of prutah, you have to give back a whole prutah to the bailim. Whereas by chometz, you don't need to give the worth of the value. You can give back like it's be'en. So the Evan Ozor comes with a big chiddush and says, this harish chalafanecha is not that you're giving back and you're kind of the mitzvah of a heshiv. It's that when the bailim I've got this tviyah. This is the bailim got this tviyah that you've got the chefetz that I stole. So if the ganav goes and gives the chefetz back, then the nignav, the person who had the object stole from him, can't say anymore, give me back my gezeila, because he's already got it by him. So kind of Tosfos is holding that if it's be'en, then you give it back, because you've got this cost. And if it's not be'en, then you need to give back the shavios. Now this shavios is that you're going to be mekayim and your mitzvah heish. Whereas the mishnah of chometz shlav pesach reish chal lefanecha is better than you do need the shavios. It's just that you mekayim you are shover aliday giving back to the nignav, because now the bailim doesn't have any reason to claim the gneva, because the gneva by him. So it seems a bit strange, because Chometz Olav Pesach was saying, Oish Chol Fnecha, it's just that you can give back the gneva. Now if I'd asked you, someone comes and steals your nice car, your nice watch, expensive £3,000 watch, and then he gives it back, it doesn't have, it's not worth anything, the battery's gone, nothing, it's totally gone, it doesn't work anymore. Got water inside, it doesn't work. And he comes and he'll give it you back. You wouldn't accept it. How dare you say it's not, you stole a watch worth money. How can you go and give me back this? It's not worth anything. What's Peshah in it? So the Teretz is that this yisoid of Harish Chal Fanecha is that a Nignav is only called a Nignav once Kozumani doesn't have his chifetz. He has the yisoid of a Nignav is his taina that he can go and claim his gezeila. And if he doesn't have the gezeila, and he can't, if the Nignav has himself, he's got the chifetz that was stolen, then his taina's gone. The marshal, if someone steals a phone from someone, so he calls the police, my phone's got stolen. So the police will come, and they see him, he's got the phone in his hand. So they'll say, what are you talking about? It's a joke. How dare you call us? Because he's got the Geneva. The Geneva's in his hands. So who are they over here? The Nignav. The Nignav's got his Geneva. And he said he stole it. No, he didn't stole it. He's got the Geneva in his hand. And therefore, he can't go and claim the Geneva once again. So he's potter for the Ganav is potter from giving back. Yeah.